this event provides that. A lot of people that maybe can't afford to come to our games or just want to come out and enjoy the Browns had a great opportunity to see our team work. I thought the work was good. I was a little concerned about the banging because we're pressed up to a game here in a couple of days. And so I learned a little bit about some of our guys, some of our young guys. When the bright lights come on and you start, you know, breathing a little heavy, you got to keep your focus. And I think there's something to be learned from that. But for the most part, it was great work. It's very exciting for us to do it in front of our fans. And now we'll finish it up. Our guys are signing autographs and engaging the fans. And we'll get on a bus tomorrow, go to Detroit, and play our first game. So with that, I'll answer your questions.
Pat, could you address an update on Trent? There's a report out there that he's going to have a procedure tomorrow morning and likely going to miss the preseason.
Well, I don't know about how much he's going to miss, but I do know this. We're hopeful that he'll be back quickly. So I don't know any more than probably you do. I didn't hear any reports while I was out here. So, but we're very hopeful that he'll be back fast.
Coach, what's Joe Hayden's status?
Joe Hayden's status is he's out here practicing, getting ready to play. So beyond that, I don't know anything about what was reported. And if I did, I wouldn't be allowed to talk about it. So at this point, he's out here practicing, getting ready to play a game.
Can you confirm that Trent will have the procedure, though?
I don't know that at this point. But I do know that he's down in Pensacola, Florida, with Dr. Andrews. And if something needs to be done, it'll be done most likely tomorrow.
Is it very clear to players what banned substances are?
Our players are well aware of what they can and can't put in their bodies. And, you know, that's one of the indoctrinations to this league. And the players all know that they're responsible for what goes in their bodies. And I'm not speaking about any specific situation, and I'm not alluding to anything that I don't know about. I'm just saying they're all aware of what they can't put in their bodies.
So are you saying you're completely unaware of anything related to Judd?
I didn't say that. What I'm saying, because there was a report today, that's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I knew something, I couldn't talk about it, and I don't know anything.
Do you sense some excitement about them getting a chance to play somebody else, and is that spread to your coaching staff too?
Well, I think this is the time of training camp. Fights break out. Guys are tired of practicing against one another. And so 2 weeks into this thing, it's time for us to see what we got against another opponent.
Can you assess Dimitri Patterson's camp? And, you know, eventually he might, you know, if he gets called on to play?
Yeah, I think Dimitri's having an outstanding camp. He always does an excellent job of challenging receivers. And he gets his hands on balls, and I think that's what you're looking for from a cornerback. And he's a competitive sucker, and I'll tell you what, he did a good job tonight.
Hey, Pat, we won't see before Detroit. What are a couple things you're looking to get out of that first game?
Well, I think because nobody's going to play the whole game, what you want is to go in and be generally efficient. You don't want penalties. You want to get lined up right, not too many men in the huddle. You want to see the quarterback be able to call the play, execute. Same thing on defense. Get it lined up properly, defeat the blocks, address the gaps, and tackle the ball carrier. And then when they throw, you know, when they get dropped back to pass, they want to see some pass rush.
What specifically do you look forward to seeing from Whedon in that game in terms of tests that he'll face that he hasn't been able to face playing his teammates in practice?
Well, let's remember now he's a rookie, and so when he goes, this will be his first NFL contest, and so we're looking for him to go out there and execute. And be generally efficient, and then take a lead of that huddle and direct us into the end zone.
Pat, you mentioned the fans.
Yeah.
Did you sense even more enthusiasm this year or anything from the people you're running for?
Well, I think the enthusiasm for this year and as opposed to last year, our fans are always enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. I sense the same enthusiasm. When it gets to be this time of year in Cleveland, our fans are hopeful that we're going to have a great season. And I know our team is putting in the effort to make it so.
If Trent does have this little procedure, there's Mortensen's at least reporting that he would be back.
Everybody knows more than me, you know.
That he could be back by the opener. Do you know if he could be back by the opener?
Yeah, we're hopeful that he can be. But we'll see. We'll all know more tomorrow. And just like I released a statement today, as soon as I know something, I'll be sensitive to your needs and making sure it gets out.
When a player, just generically, if a player is going to miss the first four games of a season, and again, just speaking generically, when would you find something like that out? I mean, do you have time to prepare for that?
I missed the whole.
If a player is going to be suspended, do they tell you sometime in advance that you have some time to prepare for that?
I'm assuming that if that's the case, that we'll receive notice from the league. But as I mentioned, that hasn't been the case. All right.
DeQuell sat out today. Any update on him?
No, he just sat out. He's like a lot of players at this time that just every once in a while they miss a practice.
Did you get a chance to talk to Jimmy?
I did. Actually, he was in the building all day. I was just remarking that he and I were there working all day, and we didn't see each other. Yeah, he was on one side, I was on the other. And I got a chance to meet his brother, Bill. And I'll just go back to what I said in our first press conference. I feel a great excitement from that family and from Jimmy to own this football team. And he wants to dig in and learn as much about our business as possible. And I'm looking forward to doing it with him.
Hardest to get the start in Detroit.
Yes.
But he's not going to play in Detroit anyways, right? I mean, regardless.
Trent's not playing in Detroit.
Right.
No.
That would be remarkable.
Trent will, or no, hardest he'll get the start if he makes it to Detroit.
I don't know.
This is fun, huh? No. We have bus drivers for that. We're going to actually bus, so in case anybody's interested in the process, we will bus to Detroit tomorrow and then try to get into a normal pregame routine.